You are now listening to the Worship Podcast of Open Table Metropolitan Community Church.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Just search Open Table MCC.
You can also follow us on Instagram at opentablemcc.ph.
And of course, you can visit our website, www.opentablemcc.ph, for resources on Holy Union, Sunday worship services, and other events.
Bukas ang hapag para sa lahat. Join our worship service every Sunday at 4 p.m. at NCCB EDSA. It's right across the Quezon Avenue MRT station.
Our gospel today is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 40 to 43. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hands and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. Brothers and sisters, the gospel for our salvation.
I'm Choi. I'm the HIV and AIDS coordinator of Metropolitan Community Church. I am 4 years personally living with HIV. So ang gospel po, ang homily po natin ngayon ay manggaling kay ginawa po ni Professor Revelacion Belunda. Professor Revelacion studied New Testament and Greek in Princeton Divinity School and was professor in Vanderbilt Divinity School and is now teaching Biblical Studies Intro to New Testament, Greek and Biblical Theology in Union Theological Seminary, the oldest ecumenical Protestant seminary in the Philippines. He is also a certified public accountant and graduate master of divinity in UTS, summa cum laude, sorry. A leper came to him, begging him, and kneeling he said to him, "If you choose, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him, and said to him, "I do choose, be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. Millions of people today experience the plight of the leper in the Markan passage every single day. We call them people living with HIV and AIDS. The healthy stay away from them. The healthy have stopped talking with them. The healthy have stopped interacting with them. They do not touch them anymore. They stand from afar and watch them die.
What is the difference between illness and disease? Disease is physical, illness is social. We don't sick create and blame the illness that keep us safely distanced from the sick. We don't sick create the borders that keep the sick away from us. We don't sick have access to the funds and the medicines that can help the sick live longer lives. We don't sick decide who is ill and who is not. Many times, we the unsick creates the rules, the fences, the sanctions, the systems that make the sick sicker, the weaker, and the dying dead.
In the Markan passage, we find the story of a leper, a person very much like a person with HIV or AIDS. He is considered unclean. People are told to keep away from him. People are told not to speak to him. People are told not to touch him. Though alive, society considers him dead.
What is life without companionship? What is life without conversation? What is life without the warmth of a human touch? God did not create people to be alone in life, in death, in life beyond death. We are not supposed to be alone.
To celebrate Emmanuel is to celebrate God with us. We are not alone. We shall never ever be alone. No one deserved to be alone. Yet, many among us, the leaper of ages gone, the person with HIV or AIDS, today are alone.
To celebrate Emmanuel is to follow Jesus, love incarnate. In the Markan passage, we find the story of a leper, a person very much like a person with HIV or AIDS. He is considered unclean. People are told to keep away from him. People are told not to speak to him. People are told not to touch him. Though alive, society considers him dead.
Yet Jesus, love incarnate, came near him, spoke to him, and touched him. Jesus did what society told him not to do. In the companionship, in the conversation, in the warmth of a human touch, the wall that unsee created to separate and to isolate the sick were torn down.
When does the healing start? Does it start with medicine or with technology? Does it start in hospitals or in churches? Does it start with prayer or with a much-needed deposit or all-important HMO card? When does the healing start? Or do all healing start when we realize that we are each other's keepers, that we are all God's children and thus sisters and brothers to each other, and that one pain is everybody's pain, and that one struggle is everybody's struggle, and that one sickness is everybody's sickness, and that one's healing is everybody's healing, and that one's resurrection is everybody's resurrection.
Going outside box is hard, leaving our comfort zones likewise. The Magi took over 2 years, border crossing, in search of a child, a complete stranger. A stranger they believe will liberate his people from oppression. The ancient Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years in their collective quest for land and liberty. Crossing boundaries, discarding prejudice, tearing down walls, very, very hard and very, very scary. Who among us have ridden airplanes? Who among us have looked out the windows of those airplanes and seen the land masses below? What did you see? Did you see the lines, the borders that separate one nation from another? Did you see the markers that identified each country's territory apart from another? Did you see the colors that differentiate one area from another, like in our maps? The boxes we make, our comfort zone, our prejudice, the thick and high walls around us, our accurate maps, even the apartheid wall in Palestine, and the borders that separate us are all man-made. We put them up, it means we can tear them down. In Mark 1, a leper and Jesus met, the sick and the unsick, the impure and the pure, the dead and the living, the un-Jew and the Jew. Society, culture, ideology, and religion put up 3 invisible walls that separates them. No one is supposed to go near lepers. No one is supposed to talk to them. More importantly, no one is supposed to touch them. It is a sin to approach lepers. It is a sin to talk with them. More importantly, it is a grave sin to touch a leper. In 3 short verses, Jesus and the leper defy those rules. Together, they sin big. Complete strangers, they come near. They talk, they touch. Complete strangers. They break down 3 walls of separation and create 3 circles of contact, and the healing of both begin. And we are invited to do likewise, to be active participants in the quest for a just and lasting peace, to be agent of love and faith and hope in the healing of our world. Most of us have much to be thankful for. Many just celebrate Thanksgiving. God has been good to us through the communities that welcomes and care for us. But Thanksgiving, unless shared and celebrated with those who only hope is God, is not really Thanksgiving. It is investing, waiting for returns. To be thankful is to share. to take risks, to cross borders, to tear down walls, and thus encounter the stranger. Scary? Yes. Hard? Yes. Dangerous? Yes. But this is what the incarnation is all about. God crossing borders, God leaving heaven to be with us, God choosing to be one of us, God taking sides. Thus, we are never ever alone. No one deserves to be alone. No one. My friends, every moment of our lives, we are challenged to cross borders, to tear down walls, one brick at a time, and beyond the walls, like the leper and Jesus, creating and nurturing circles that provide safe spaces where we can come together, where we can talk, where we can touch. Let us participate in the healing of the world and in our own healing. Let us together create circle of care.
When does our healing start? Does it start with medicine or with technology? Does it start in hospital or in churches? Does it start with a prayer or the much-needed deposit or all the important HMO card? When does our healing start? Our healing starts when we realize that we are each other's keepers, that we are all God's children and thus sisters and brothers to each other, and that each other's pain is everybody's pain, and that each one's struggle is everybody's struggle, and that each one's sickness is everybody's sickness, and that each one's healing is everybody's healing, and that one's resurrection is everybody's resurrection.
And beyond the walls, with people living with HIV and AIDS, we are called to create and nurture spaces where we can come together, where we can talk, where we can touch. Open arms, open hearts, open minds, open doors, in our homes, a place of worship, in our institution, whenever and wherever. Let us participate in the healing of the world and in our own healing. Let us, like the lepers and Jesus, creating circles of friends. Amen.